הווה נגילה ונשמחה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody, welcome to the Judge Eve, actually new Judge Eve Miracle Show the Lord showed me this morning. And the song is in Hebrew and it says, let us be happy and sing, and especially when we know Jesus, we have to do that. First, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you and praise you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. I am so blessed today. We have the Honorable Pastor Michael Cummins, this miracle worker from England, the host of Voice in the Wilderness Show on RevelationTV.com, which is on every Thursday. He's actually after Pat Robertson every midnight in London, which is West Coast in America, 4 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. East Coast. And I know we're having people all over the world because of the prayer requests we got in. But I have to tell you, the Lord... Thursday, February 7th, was my spiritual birthday, and I know Pastor Michael has been praying for me with his wonderful wife, Denise, who is this prayer warrior as well, and the Holy Spirit is just all over me, so if I make no sense, please forgive me, but we're going to see miracles. Pastor Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for inviting me to be on again, Eve.
Absolutely.
It's always a blessing to be with you.
It's going to be even more frequent. And by the way, I want people to know in your ad for the show, it said something about pyramid energy, and that had nothing to do with you, right? It was a mistake.
No, I wasn't even aware because I haven't seen the ad because my computer's been down for over a week.
Oh, no.
And I haven't seen any ad for the show, so I wasn't aware. It just shows you how devious the devil is.
Exactly what I was thinking. And because, you know, how God showed me when Satan makes a mistake, you know, we're spiritual warriors. We're to put our hands on our hips and say, Satan, you made another mistake. We're going to take and overtake and take more land like King David did in Ziklag. And we're going to wrest it all out of the hands of the enemy, and there'll be even more blessings coming in. Pastor Michael,
Amen.
Before I forget, I want people to contribute to you because you really could use the funds. And what I'd suggested before is that we give your email address. And in fact, one minister from Pakistan asked for you also to be on Facebook, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But may I give out your email address?
Of course, Judge, of course.
Yes, it's Frame Cummins, like picture frame. Let me spell it. F like Frank, R-A, M like Mary, E, C like Charles, U, M like Mary, I like Igloo, N like Nancy, F like star, 123@AOL.com. That's Frame Cummins, 123@AOL.com. I need to tell you people what you don't understand about this pastor. He is so humble. But when he prays for people in person, they have gold specks appearing all over them and on the floor around them. And Pastor Michael, maybe night's going to start even when you're on the air or on the telephone or whatever. You're calling. I'm calling you from England, right?
Yeah, okay.
So tell us just a little bit about you, how long you've been in ministry, and what got you to be on the Voice in the Wilderness.
Well, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior 17 years ago, and I've been in ministry for 15 years. I once worked for an American pastor from Phoenix, Arizona, a gentleman called Don Stewart.
Yes.
I worked when he came to England and had his crusades. I was a prayer intercessor.
Wow.
I used to have a telephone in my house, and when he used to go on the God Channel and people used to ring him for prayers, there was a delay, so I used to get the calls when I used to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I used to pray for about 20 to 30 people every day from all over the world.
Wow.
And I used to do that. I went out on my own, and I've, you know, started my own ministry and had my own church, and I had a church for 3 years at Healing.
When did you do that? Pastor Michael, when did you start your own church?
I started my own church. I'm just trying to think now. Must have been about, let me think now, about 1993,
1994. Wow, yes.
And I married Janice in, 1997.
And she's your prayer warrior. She's your prayer warrior, right?
She is my prayer warrior. You know, Janice is a remarkable woman because Janice stands about 5'5", 5'6".
Yes.
And when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon her, when Janice prays for people, and she shocks people because I remember once somebody came with an illness to us and asked for prayer for healing, and Janice picked this man up in the air off his feet. He was 20
wow.
stone.
Oh, I get goosebumps all over me. Wow.
And she just picks them up in the air. I mean, I weigh 19 stone, and she can pick me up with ease.
How much is 19 stones in American life?
Oh, I don't know about kilos. I'm still imperial measures. I'm old-fashioned, you see.
I love
so
it,
so
but I don't
know. I'm not sure what that is. Pounds and stones I still operate in. You know, and you have to excuse my lack of, knowledge in weights and measures.
You be whatever you are.
I think a kilo is it 1 point something pound? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is in pounds, which came to us from England.
Yeah.
So. But go ahead. How long then you went on your own, and how long did you have your church, and when did you start the Voice of...
Well, I pastored a church in East London, in a very rough area of East London, which was in an area which was highly Islamic, and it was an old church there, and when we went there, it had 6 members.
Wow.
And through having a weekly healing and deliverance service, we built it up to about 40 members.
Wow.
And, I was called away from that.
Let me just say, you used in praying for people and delivering people as well from demonic oppression or whatever it is that's upon them, right?
Well, yes. I mean, we used to get people coming there who had all sorts of problems. And we used to pray for them. The Lord would heal them. The Lord would deliver them.
Yeah.
And it was quite remarkable. One thing I'd like to share with you on Voice in the Wilderness, we had an elderly Jamaican lady ring up some weeks ago.
Yes.
And she said she had a niece that lived in either Florida or California. I can't remember where.
Yes.
But this niece had a daughter in Jamaica. And the daughter in Jamaica had terminal bowel cancer.
Oh, my.
And she asked me to pray for her, and I said, okay, we'll pray for her. Now, bear in mind, I don't know this young lady.
Yes.
I said, well, we lay her at the foot of the cross, and we cover her with the blood of Jesus, and we bind and curse the cancer and tell it to leave.
In Jesus'
name. And we say, rise up and be healed.
Yes.
Last Thursday, not the one just gone, the one before, the elderly Jamaican lady who lives in England, lives in Nottingham, she rang me up to say she'd got word from Jamaica that the cancer had completely gone and all cancerous
Praise
cells
God.
Had left the body.
Because we have several prayer requests, and I put them like in order of urgency.
Okay.
And before I go to the first one, which thank God you shared what you just shared. I mean, the Holy Spirit is just all over me, Pastor Michael. And
well, can I say a prayer for you before we start?
Please. Thank
you. Dear Lord God, we say happy spiritual birthday today.
Yes.
Lord, gave a life to you, Lord, 39 years ago. And we thank you for that decision.
Yes.
And we say if there's anybody listening out there in the USA, listening in England, listening in Europe, wherever you're listening, Australia, and you want to give your life to the Lord today, pick up the telephone and ring this radio station now, and we will pray for you. And I promise you, your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And I just want to add, you've been in the Voice of Wilderness for the past 2 years now. Is that true?
No, it's a year this coming Good Friday.
Oh.
I started in Good Friday last year.
Okay. It's just going to be exploding all over the world. Wait till you hear what's happened here. First, let me say, a dear sister in the Lord, Genevieve, I just talked to her a couple of weeks ago last week. She's raising 5 boys, young boys, to be spiritual warriors. So do you have a prayer for them or a word for them? Because I think
they're listening. Certainly. Dear Lord, I just lift up the sons of Genevieve to you now.
Yes.
And, Lord, they're standing in the gap. They're being raised up to be spiritual warriors, Lord.
Yes.
And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just cover these boys with the blood of Jesus now, and we pray, Lord, that you will equip them. that they will take their stand against the devil and they will stand against all evil.
Amen.
We ask one of them to be a watchman, Lord, and he will give us impending word of knowledge, anything that the Lord wishes to give us, Lord. We pray that another one will give prophecy and he will prophesy of the coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We pray another one will have a healing ministry, Lord, that when he speaks to people, they will be healed.
Yes.
We pray for the other one to have a deliverance ministry, Lord, that demons will run from all five of them.
Yes.
But this boy will make it his job to chase the devil out of every town where he goes in. And finally, we pray for a teacher, Lord. A teacher who would teach all people spiritual warfare, because spiritual warfare is not taught enough. And we pray, Lord, that even as we speak now, you bless and pour your anointing into these five boys and into their mother, Genevieve, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
And her husband, too, in Jesus' name. And the first very serious prayer request, and thank God you shared what you did about the cancer, it's for Francis. 40 years old, has serious colon cancer. Literally, he's from South Carolina, seriously on the verge of death. He's married, has young family, and we ask you please to pray with him. Everybody who's listening as well, please go ahead.
Amen. I ask all the prayer warriors that listen to this program in England and all prayer warriors that are listening throughout the world to join me in prayer as we pray for Francis from South Carolina.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we lift up Francis and he shall not die.
Amen.
He shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes. We bind and curse the spirit of cancer. And we say, cancer, you have no authority over this man's body. We command you to leave in the name of Jesus. We command you to go immediately. And Francis shall be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And we use this scripture from the book of Malachi. To you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the next one, very special little child, Anuea from Hawaii. She went to the, I don't know how old she is, she's a small child. She went to the hospital for some surgery, developed serious infection, almost died. And we have to pray for her, for peace for her father, Kamoho, and for her grandparents, Pastor Skip and Diane, who are in Mill Creek, Washington, and for peace for them, for total healing for that child, because the Lord showed me she's to be a prophet, that Satan made another mistake here. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, please, Pastor Mike.
And her name's Anuea.
Anuea or Anu. A-N-U.
Dear Lord, we lift up Anu. Lord, she's Hawaiian. You know who she is, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you made her in her mother's womb, and the devil is trying to destroy this child before this child has the opportunity to preach the gospel and lead souls to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And we rebuke you and bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I command you now in Jesus' name to take your filthy hands off this child. At the moment she's a child, then she will be a woman. And she will be a mighty woman of God. And we pray for her father. We pray for her grandparents, Pastor Skip. And we pray for them all in Jesus' name, all the extended family. And we say you cannot hurt this child. Loose her, release her now, I command you in Jesus' name, and go and never come again. You are defeated. And this child will bring hundreds of souls to the kingdom of God. And you cannot prevent it. You cannot stand in the way. You are defeated in Jesus' name. Leave her now and never return. Amen.
And we rebuke the spirit of infection off of her. We speak wholeness to her body. Her blood, I said already, has been cleansed and purified by the blood of Jesus, which is coursing through her veins.
In
Jesus' mighty name, amen. The next one, he's a gentleman in Texas who has been very high up in the Freemasonry organization, and he's just exposed them and is doing so in a book, and his life has just been threatened. He's had to move from place to place. He's not a believer, but I told him that I'm sending Archangel Michael to protect him, and he did ask for prayer. His name is James Wright. His book is about exposing Freemasonry at the highest levels and the terrible things that they've done. So would you be kind enough to pray for
him? Certainly. Dear Lord God, I lift up James Wright, who is exposing the evil within the Masonic lodges.
Yes.
And I command every Jabulon spirit which is attacking this man.
Yes.
Every spirit of Freemasonry, every spirit of error, every spirit of deception, every spirit of witchcraft, everything which is attached to the Masonic lodges now, which is attacking this man, we command that you loose him and leave him. Lord, we give his angels charge over him to protect him and keep him in all his ways, O Lord. This man is exposing evil. This man is exposing Satan and all his deceptions. Lord, we ask you to protect him and keep him safe. We say not one hair on his head will be damaged. Not one hair on his head will be harmed. And we pray, Lord, that your anointing will fall upon him. He will know who's protecting him. And he will come to Jesus and give his life to the Lord because he knows that the hand of the Lord is upon him. And we pray this in Jesus Christ, our beloved Lord and Savior's name. Amen.
He's going to be on the show on May 4th, by the way. So awesome, awesome story. Amen.
Praise God for that.
Praise God. Enough from China, Uyghur China. It's the whole name is Alim Mujiang, but we can call him Alim, A-L-I-M.
Right.
Very persecuted for his faith. To pray for him to be freed, and China Aid has been wonderful in helping all these people who are so persecuted for their faith. So can we pray for Alim and his family first?
Certainly.
And those similar
positions? Dear Lord, we lift up Alim and his family in China, Lord.
Yes.
And we lift up all the Christians, not only in China, but all in the Far East and all in the Middle East, everywhere where Christians are persecuted for their faith. Lord, we thank you for Alim, and we, Lord, thank you for his bravery and his courage, Lord. Still proclaiming the wonders of Jesus Christ against such persecution. And Lord God, we ask you also to give your angels charge over him and his family and all the persecuted Christians in China and around the world. And Lord, keep him safe now, we pray. And we pray, Lord, from this spark of this flame of this man's soul in China, that hundreds and thousands of people will come to the Lord.
Millions.
And the Chinese will forsake communism. They will forsake materialism. And they will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we pray this now in Jesus Christ, our Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. And blessing upon China Aid, because they're there to help people like him and from other countries and persecution and helping their families, that people will be led to support them as well. And I want to remind people again, Pastor Michael could use all the help you can give him. His wife was let go of her job, so they really need the income. And to contact him, and from there you can find out where to mail him whatever you'd like to mail him, because it's just too complicated to say on the air over and over again. But his email address, again, is Frame Cummins, F-R-A-M-E-C-U-M-M-I-N-S, 123, at AOL.com. And when he's on his show and Voice in the Wilderness every Thursday night, midnight England time, he gives the email and telephone number as well where people can contact him. We'll come in a minute to a request by a pastor from Pakistan who wanted to know how to get in touch with you and suggested you be on Facebook, Pastor Michael. But I have to tell you, I'm on Facebook. I keep being slowed down and stopped from email. I don't know what I'm doing. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not on Facebook. One of the reasons I'm not on Facebook is because I have an email address, which I'm happy to share with anyone. One of the reasons I don't go on Facebook is because I'm seldom home. I'm either preaching someone. On Monday evenings, I go to a marvelous prophetic school in southwest London. It's called Hezekiah School of Prophetic Ministry. They meet in Vauxhall, southwest London. The pastor is a dear friend of mine, two pastors, husbands and wife. Pastor Michael McKenzie and his lovely wife Esther. She's in Mexico at the moment because her mother is very, very ill. And I spend as much time as I can with them because the Lord really pours down his anointing on us all there. And most of the time I'm visiting people in their own home, demon-possessed people who can't go to church because of their fears and their embarrassment. So I go and visit them in their own home, you know, just to
help
them and give them some relief. And to be honest with you, I don't have any time to keep Facebook
right
up.
let me say something. You reminded me what the Lord was showing me also to say on the show today. We're to come back to the ministry of Jesus. And what you're hearing Pastor Michael is doing, that's what we have to do. Not go and glorify ourselves, but to go and love the people. Faith without works is dead. And I'd like to bring up again how the Lord showed me about a year ago now about the need to return to holiness, how there would be meetings in stadiums all over the world. No talking, no music, just the Shekinah glory residing there. People sitting in the presence for hours, being healed, being empowered for whatever their mission is in life. All their prayers answered, and they wouldn't want to leave. But when they do, they'll be empowered to do their ministry. So if any of you feel like this touches your heart, please let me know. I have this show to allow the pure-hearted Christians to have a chance to say what they say, to love those who are not yet believers into the Lord, and really to restore Christianity to the way Jesus did it. And that's what you do, Pastor Michael. And I thank you for that from the bottom of my heart.
And, well, Lee, what I try and do, I meet many people who are in wretched states, people who manifest so badly when they go out in the street, people who have been involved in high levels of Satanism and the occult, and they're really being terrorized by demons and evil spirits. And I go, and, you know, I go there with the Lord, and I go there knowing that the Lord will set them free. Sometimes it takes a time. Sometimes people vomit on you. They swear at you. Sometimes you can be physically attacked, but the Lord always finds a way for these people to be set free. And most of these people, if they went into a church, they wouldn't be made welcome. So what I need to do, I need to take the kingdom of God to them. And I think that's what we should do. You know what the Lord told me today?
What?
The Lord told me that all over the world, the Western world, America, Britain, France, Germany, anywhere, there's men who are now dead that have airports named after them, football stadiums named after them, colleges and schools, and these people are in hell.
Interesting.
And you know, and what we have to do, us Christians, and there's a small minority of them that do what Jesus called us to do in Mark 16. Go ye into the world and preach the good news to all creation.
Amen.
And I believe I must do that. What the Lord has given me, I must impart on others.
Amen.
You know, and I must get as many souls as I can saved before the coming of the Lord.
And he's coming in my lifetime. Pastor Michael, in my lifetime. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And, you know, I must get as many people saved as they can because we believe that the Lord is coming soon. You know, in football, in association football or soccer, as you call it in the USA, when you play a game, it lasts 90 minutes. If there's no result in 90 minutes, they play extra time, which is 30 minutes each way. If there's no result in extra time, then we take penalties. There's a young man called Daniel who we worship with at the Issachar School of Prophecy. And Daniel said he had a word from the Lord saying, we're now taking penalties. Time is short.
Wow. I know it. I mean, I know it. He's showing me, you know, and this is why I think, you know, as feeble as I feel, and in fact, one of the prayers will be for Nikki and for myself, but I'd like to get to the other prayers first. I know he's throwing me out there because we have to make people ready for him. Those who stand in the gap, who are not movable. Remember how he says to the others, I spew you, I did not know you, and they say we did good works, we did this. But it's the condition of the heart that he looks at, and that's what we have to know. The other prayer request is for a dear friend who has been protecting human trafficking and child abuse. He'll be on the show on the 23rd of February, Tony. So he needs energy and strength. He's from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
If you'd be kind. He was a minister. He was baptized. He's Lebanese. His parents are from Lebanon. And he became a minister in their church, the Orthodox, I don't know if Greek, but Orthodox church at a very young age. Isn't that something? Yes. Go ahead, please.
Dear Lord, we lift up Tony to you now.
Yes.
And Lord, Tony is exposing people trafficking.
Yes.
Child trafficking for the sex trade.
Yes.
Lord, an evil, evil trade.
Yes.
And we in Britain are afflicted with this, of young women coming from Eastern Europe who are being trafficked as au pairs to work in rich people's houses.
Yes.
And I'm sure the same thing goes on in all the big cities of the USA.
It is.
And yes. The Lord, we rebuke this evil yes. trade now. And we yes. ask you to empower Tony.
Yes.
Empower him, Lord.
Yes.
That he can see things that others don't see.
Yes.
That he will know things that others don't know.
Yes.
And Lord, the Bible tells us that we must be as innocent as a dove and as shrewd as a snake.
Yes.
Give Tony that anointing, that
yes.
he will do no one no harm, but
yes.
he will see all and know all. And he yes. will be really effective in exposing this vile trade. And
yes.
bless him, Lord, protect him, and keep him safe in Jesus' mighty name.
And
Amen.
Give him the energy and health to keep doing that work in every cell of his being. Holy Spirit, you just rejuvenate it and energize it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The other gentleman, God bless him, Dave, he's also from the San Fernando Valley, L.A. area in Los Angeles. He has written a book called Rebirth about the rebirth of Israel. He did it as a novel, but telling what I lived through in Jerusalem. Isn't that something?
Amen.
And he's not made a movie, a film for it, and he's asking for favor. He's going to contact Spielberg, you know, the movie producer.
Yes, yes.
To have it produced. So let's pray for him for favor, and let Spielberg do it. Wouldn't that be something? Be awesome.
What's his name, this gentleman, again?
Dave.
Dear
Dave.
Lord, we lift up Dave in the... In the
Los
LA
Angeles.
Area, Lord. And Lord, he's written the book about the rebirth of Israel, and it's now being made into a film.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, Steven Spielberg,
yes.
who made that great film Schindler's List and other
yes.
films as well regarding
yes.
Israel and the Jewish people.
Right.
We say that Steven Spielberg will look at this work and he will say, yes, I will make a film.
Yes.
And this word about the rebirth of Israel will be seen in all cinemas all over the world.
Amen.
And we pray, Lord, that Dave will not give up, that
yes.
he will continue to do what he's doing now, that you will empower him, Lord, and impart your wisdom and your knowledge into his life.
Yes.
And we pray that Steven Spielberg will
yes.
take this and he will make it into a mighty, mighty film.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And Dave is saved. God bless him, you know.
Well, I tell you what, Eve, if I can ask you one favor.
Yes,
when
please.
Dave makes the film, ask him to put a word in for me if I can pay David Ben-Gurion.
Oh, how
I'm only joking.
But no, listen. I told you, Pastor Michael, you pray for me. I get the millions. You'll never have to worry, and so many other ministries would never have to worry because I'm going to get it. I just feel it. I feel it. You know, I meant to start the show. I was asked by one of the people on my Facebook to honor and mention who are now deceased, a Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle. He was involved in shooting the alleged shooting of Obama, Osama bin, sorry.
That's all right.
Slip of the tongue, right?
Amen.
Yeah. He wrote the book American Sniper, and he was murdered,
right.
You know. And another one, I think, with him was named Kyle. So just to honor them, I said that I would join the 40,000 people or honoring them and to pray for them and for their families, please, if you would.
Amen. We pray for all the Navy SEALs,
yes.
the families, Lord,
yes.
and all those people
yes.
that have given their life up for
yes.
the service of their nation, Lord.
Yes.
For those who fight terrorism on a daily basis.
Yes.
For those who leave wives and children behind. We pray,
yes.
Lord, that their sacrifice has not been in vain.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that you will bless and protect their family and provide for them in all ways, Lord.
Yes.
And we pray in
Jesus'
name
yes.
that your hand will be upon
yes.
all of these families. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And one other one, lady, you have no idea what's been happening for me to get these prayer requests. You have no idea, Pastor Michael. But
Amen.
Tess from the Philippines, she's a believer, and I felt that she was very heartbroken, and a close friend of hers just stopped talking to her. So her prayer request is to have that relationship restored.
Amen. Dear Lord God, there's so many things, and when offense comes, Lord,
yes.
it can drive a wedge between relationships, between friendships.
Yes.
And
yes.
Lord, you came to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds.
Yes.
And we pray for this dear lady in the Philippines now, Lord,
yes.
that she will be
yes.
reunited with a friend. There will be
Amen.
Restoration in their relationship.
Yes. Yes.
But the love she has for her friend, Lord,
yes,
will just ignite,
yes,
restoration between them both, and the Lord will bring them back together.
Yes. Yes.
And they will be friends again, and they will go to the house of the Lord together,
yes,
praising the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. The next one, a little lady, Samiha, and in Hebrew, it would be hearing God, you know, if you say it the right way.
Amen.
And she's from North Carolina, and she's a beautiful Christian, but she asked to be prayed for that she would be able to keep the faith.
Amen. Lord, we pray for that lady.
Yes.
That lady in, is it South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, Lord, forgive
yes
me. We pray
yes
for her, Lord.
Yes.
We pray that her name yes in Hebrew, Lord,
yes, yes,
that she will keep the faith.
Yes.
She will not lose her way at all, Lord, that
yes
no one will come and bring confusion and no one will deter her. We come against the spirit of religion. Let no one bring religion or religiosity to her. We pray that she will see Jesus.
Go ahead, Pastor Michael. We have a call in
she
as well.
She will know Jesus.
Yes, yes.
She will feel Jesus
yes
all around her, all the time.
Yes.
And she will
in
never lose faith. In Jesus'
in
name
Jesus
we pray.
Name. Thank
amen
you. Amen. And we do have a caller. Go ahead, please. Are you there? Douglas?
Yes, hi there. I'm here.
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Patty.
Hello, Patty. My friend Patty.
Yes, your friend Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Hello.
My dear friend Patty has a business called Bag Printer. They print bags for all kinds of companies. Anybody needs that, Patty, give your email and then tell us why you're calling, please.
My email is info@bagprinter.com.
Let me repeat it.
Info.
Like, go ahead.
Hi there. Okay. I should turn my radio down.
Yeah, you should because it's confusing. It's info@bagprinter. They print bags.com for any occasion. They do beautiful job, all kinds of type of bags that people need for whatever. But go ahead, Patty. Pastor Michael, this is my friend Patty. Patty, this is Pastor Michael. You've prayed for her before.
Hello, Patty.
Yes,
how are you?
Yes, that's why I'm calling. That's why I'm calling to thank you, Pastor Michael, because you gave a beautiful, strong prayer. And you prayed for David and me a couple of months ago, and the prayer was to help us become stronger and stronger in focusing on our business growth and possibly selling the business. And
amen
things have turned around a little bit, and I do want to thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Patty. I'd like to pray for you again for your business. Let me pray again for your business now.
Dear Lord God,
in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we honor you for hearing our prayer where Patty and her husband's business is concerned.
Amen.
Lord, we know these people are hardworking and they love you, Lord, and they honor you
yes
with their tithes and they honor you with their praise and their worship for you, Lord.
Yes.
I ask you to rain down prosperity into heaven
yes
in the book of Malachi, Lord.
Yes.
You ask us to test you and
yes
see if you do not rain down prosperity
yes
from heaven. And in
yes
the name of Jesus, rain down your prosperity into
yes
Patty and her husband's business.
Yes.
Lord, give them overflow that they can help others,
yes,
that they can bless others all around them, Lord.
Lord,
yes, we thank you for all that you've done and great things you will do still, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Patty, could you
oh
hear the pastor?
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, sir. That
that's
was
what,
very strong.
You see that?
But you know, Eve, you have a very powerful method of prayer also.
Oh,
because
thank
you and I have been prayer partners in God now for a while.
Yes.
And I have a property that came up for rent on the end of January.
Yes.
And Eve gave a very strong prayer to me, asking favor of our Lord upon us as we traveled in the house. And she was sending the ministering angels to bring us the perfect Christian, honest, and financially able to pay tenants. And that
mm-hmm
I be able to rent this home that weekend. In Jesus' mighty name, she prayed for me. On Saturday, I had a miracle. Eve's prayer was answered greater than I could have expected because we were standing outside talking to our handyman, and he had already gone through the house and said, oh, he had a big long list of things, and a car drove up and two men. Well, one man got out and says, is your house for rent? We said, it's not ready yet, but come on in. He walked in the door. He walked down through the kitchen into the nook, and we were kind of like watching him and apologizing. The carpet hadn't been cleaned. He says, I would like to rent this home for my pastor. We couldn't believe it. A pastor. I mean, a pastor and his church. That was greater than having a person, you know, that has a job. I mean, the pastor and the church, they said, this is perfect. Your living room is big. We can have prayer meetings here. We have choir rehearsals. We have a piano. That room over there will be the pastor's den. I mean, he just had everybody all planned, and it was Eve's blessings and Eve's strong prayer that made this happen for us.
Thank you.
And also, the strength of prayer when other people are praying for you is magnificent. And so, Pastor Michael, I know your prayer was answered, and Eve's prayer was answered, and we thank her daily because we haven't had to go back. It was a 6-hour trip from San Diego just to get there.
And to Arizona, and that's what I prayed, that they wouldn't have to go back. And the people said they would even do all the cleaning and fixing up. They don't have to go back. So thank you, Jesus.
Everything was done.
Amen.
They said, you know, the carpet clean. We have somebody in our church that can clean the carpet. And he says, I mean, everything, this was bad. Oh, that guy can fix it. Ben can fix it. I mean, it was such a miracle. I mean, we left
praise.
That day.
Praise God.
We gave them the keys and said, thank you, Lord, thank you. But you know what? They were praying themselves finding a home for the pastor.
Wow.
He needed to move from Las Vegas in 5 days.
Wow.
So they had little beavers in that home. So marvelous prayers. So prayers do become answered. And thank you, Pastor Michael, for the prayer you just gave me. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Patty, so much.
You're more than welcome, and God bless you, Patty.
Yes, have
and
a
God bless
the
both of you and your journeys with God. Both of you are very good Christian warriors.
And happy birthday to you and your husband this month, same as President Reagan. Amen.
Yes, that's true.
Love you, Bye. Patty.
I'll leave
God bless you.
Program.
Thank you. Oh, God is so amazing, right, Pastor Michael?
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Amen. Let me give you another one that's very important to me, and he said we could pray for him, and this really requires it. First, let me give you someone else, okay? Dr. Frederick from Florida. He owns a company. He's a lawyer, and he owns a company, Jurisdictionary, and he's having surgery on his legs in a couple of weeks. And I said, oh, tell me where you're from. He says, well, the Lord knows where I am. I had no idea that he was saved. So
Amen.
I said, so can we please pray for the surgery to be perfect and that whatever he needs to do with his business will just prosper for him.
And did you say his name was Fred?
Dr. Frederick. Frederick
Dr.
from
Frederick.
Florida. Yes.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Dr. Frederick in Florida.
Yes.
And, Lord, we pray for his business, and we pray your hand will be upon his business, Lord, that you will lead him and you will guide him in the right ways to go.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just pray for the forthcoming surgery.
Yes.
Lord, I'm going to pray now for a mighty miracle of healing.
Yes.
I'm going to pray with a miracle so great, Lord, that when he goes for the surgery, the surgeons will look at him and they say, we don't even have to need to operate any longer.
Amen.
For
Amen.
He has been healed completely, totally, and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And we pray, Lord, you will heal him and make him whole now.
Amen.
And we pray this prayer by your mighty miracle healing power.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And one other very important prayer. The lady is originally from Nigeria, but she lived in New Delhi, India. She emailed me. I don't know how she knew to do that. But listen to this. In May 6, 2012, she fell off a third-story building and hurt her spine. And she's only 27 years old, have not been able to work. And she prayed for the healing of his spine so she's able to go to work, back to work, please.
Do you have a name for her, Eve?
Austin, like a city in Texas, Austin.
Austin, okay.
Austin.
Lord, we
yes.
lift up Austin, originally from Nigeria, now living in Delhi in India, Lord.
Right.
And, Lord, you heard what happened. And we thank you, Lord, for already saving her. She fell off a three-story yeah. building, Lord. Most people would die, but you have held her up. You have given your angel charge over her.
Yeah.
And we pray now, Lord, that as we speak, any damage, any damage, any deterioration, any corruption of that spinal cord and all the nerve endings round the spine, the coccyx, Lord, we pray that she will be healed now. She will be touched, Lord, that she will feel fire all around her lower back and all around her coccyx and all around her spine. And everything is going back into position. Everything is being restored in the name of Jesus. And she shall rise up and be healed. She will walk.
Yeah.
She will run.
Yeah.
She will skip. And
yeah.
she will go back to work in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare it's done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The next prayer is for a dear friend of mine, Ed. I've asked you before to pray for him without his knowledge, but he has had polio since age 13, had had to be on crutches all his life, and has been on wheelchair in the last few years. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christian. So I said, we're going to pray that he rise up and walk, restore his legs, and he wants to know what the calling on his life is as well. He's been helping missionaries, and his heart, too, has been for China, and he's just helped everybody. So can we, he's from the San Fernando Valley in the Los Angeles area, California.
And dear Lord, we lift up Ed in the Los Angeles area, Lord, and as Judge Eva said, Lord, as your servant Eva said, that he's had polio, Lord.
Yeah.
And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we say polio is no restriction to you.
Yeah.
Polio is no barricade to you, Lord.
Amen.
We look at this man's captivity.
Yeah.
We look at the wheelchair. We look at the sticks. We look at the disability. And we say, be removed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
As the walls of Jericho fell down now, your captivity. Captivity is removed from you, Ed, now.
Yes.
Your captivity is removed from you now. Rise up and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise up that the man did at the gate of Beautiful when Peter and John came to him. And in the name of Jesus, be healed, Ed. And the Lord will use you mightily. Your testimony will help others, will help the disabled, will help the healing ministry, that others will see you and know this was done by the hand of the Lord our God, and they will rise up and be healed as well. Ed, be touched now. Do not let your disability bother you any longer. Just rise up, stand up, and walk. The Lord is telling you to do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And stand up right now, Ed, and call us. I feel like his toes are already moving, Michael. Yeah.
Lord, we say now, he's being touched now.
Yeah.
Lord, he's feeling tingling in his toes, pins and needles in his feet, pins and needles in his legs now.
Yeah.
And he's pushing himself up. He's using his elbows and his hands to push himself up now. And he will take that first step, and strength will come into his toes.
Yeah.
Strength will come into his feet.
Yeah.
Strength will come into his ankles. And he shall walk in Jesus' name. He shall walk in Jesus' name, speaking tongues. Speaking tongues as he walks, but he shall be healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Michael.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is just all over me.
Amen.
We have a pastor from Pakistan. He has a ministry called Holy Purpose Gospel Ministry. His name is Evange Wagas Shahid, and he asked that you please pray for his ministry spiritual growth. He's the one who wanted you really to be, you know, on Facebook, but I said I gave him, you know, your information about the show, and I can hear. Let me again give your email address. It's Frame Cummins, FrameCumminS, 123 at AOL.com. It's coming to me. It's 123 because prayer requests by you are answered right away, Pastor Michael.
Amen.
And people,
Amen.
You contact the pastor and you support him. You support him in every way you can. In Jesus' name, you will be blessed for it. So please go ahead and pray for him.
Dear Lord, you know this man. You know his heart, Lord. You know his heart is for you. And we know, Lord, that he preaches and takes the gospel to people in the most difficult circumstances and difficult Lord, yes. Difficult positions, and we pray for him now, Shahid. We pray for him now, Lord.
Yes.
We pray that you will bless his ministry, Lord, that you will, yes, give your angels protection over him in Pakistan, that,
yes,
no evil shall befall him, no persecution,
amen,
shall befall him.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray that you will give him,
yes,
the heart of a lion, the,
yes,
heart of a lion, Lord. He,
yes,
will never fear. He will never worry.
Yes.
He will,
yes,
never turn back, Lord. He will go forward knowing that the hand of the Lord is upon him, and,
yes,
he will go from victory to victory. We pray, Lord, yes, let this man contact me, Lord. Let him contact me now in the name of,
yes,
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
And I know that there's somebody in Virginia called Pastor James Masia who will help him as well. I hope Pastor James is listening, but,
yes,
I tell this man in Pakistan to contact Pastor James Masia in Virginia, who is another Christian from Pakistan originally, who has a church there. And in the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
let this man expand his territory.
Yes.
Lord, we say the prayer of Jabez. We dedicate the,
yes,
prayer of Jabez to this man now. We,
yes,
pray that prayer of Jabez to this,
yes,
man now. Touch,
yes,
him, Lord. Lord, protect him, keep him safe, and enlarge his territory.
Yes.
We pray in Jesus Christ,
Jesus
our
name.
Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
And again, Pastor Shahid, Pastor Michael's email is framecummins123@aol.com. The next one, although it was going to be for her, she wanted me to be included. It's from Nikki from North Carolina. You prayed for her before. And she,
yes,
said, we have common ailments, so would you pray for both of us?
Yes,
for,
yes,
improvement of our digestive system, our metabolism, our immune system, and our energy, if you would.
That, was that Nikki or Mickey?
Nikki with an N like Nancy from South Carolina.
Right, okay. Lord,
thank
we
you.
Pray for Nikki.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for her, and we pray for the common ailment she has with Judge Eve.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for complete and total healing for Nikki now.
Yes.
We pray for the,
yes,
digestive problems,
yes,
to be eased immediately, and for,
yes,
her food to digest normally, and let all,
yes,
the nutrients from that food enter her body, Lord. Make,
yes,
her strong. Make,
yes,
her healthy, Lord, in the blessed,
yes,
name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, now that your hand will be upon her and you will deliver her from all her ailments now. You will deliver,
yes,
her from all her conditions now.
Yes.
We also pray for Judge Eve that her ankle,
yes,
is strengthened,
yes,
now more than it's ever been before. Her,
yes,
body is strengthened now, Lord. We pray for her eyesight. We pray for her,
yes,
digestive system.
Yes.
We pray for anywhere there's a problem, Lord, that that,
yes,
problem is simply an opportunity for you to pour your healing anointing into both Judge Eve and Nikki. His life, we pray in the name of Jesus. We declare healing. We speak healing. We,
yes,
breathe healing. We,
yes,
say now healing shall be in,
yes,
Jesus' name. We are not restricted by this body. We worship a supernatural God,
yes,
where the physical world has no barriers to him.
Amen.
A God without limit in,
amen,
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have prayers for Laura, but first I wanted to tell you about Michelle. She's a Jewish believer from New Orleans, and she asked us to pray for her Holocaust survivor cousin who is Jewish. She's 90 years old, doesn't want to talk about Jesus or anything. I prayed that Jesus would appear to her, but that she pray, we pray away her pain. She's from the Northeast, is all Michelle could tell me. And then for Michelle's brother-in-law, who they found a spot on his lung. So, and also she's ministering in New Orleans for Mardi Gras Day. They're going there for the Lord, that she be anointed, that they all be anointed, that everywhere their foot shall tread upon, like Joshua 1:8, shall belong to God. So if,
amen,
you would, please. Amen.
Dear Lord, we lift up Michelle. We,
yes,
lift up Michelle, Lord, in the name,
yes,
of Jesus Christ, our,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
And we lift up her relative, the Holocaust survivor, who's now,
yes,
90 years of age.
Yes.
Lord, we lift up that survivor now who doesn't want to know about Jesus.
Yes.
But, Lord, we pray. We,
yes,
pray that by a vision, by a dream, by a word, that Jesus will appear.
Yes.
Appear to this one now.
Yes.
Appear, and he will say, I am Yeshua.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. That,
yes,
they will know that their Redeemer liveth. And we pray for all Holocaust survivors in the world today. We pray for them all today, O Lord our God. And we say thank God, Lord, that your mercy is so great and so wonderful that these people are still alive today to bear witness of the mercies of God and to bear witness of the evil of mankind. And in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray that Michelle in the New Orleans area will lead many to the kingdom of God. And we pray for all the messianic believers in the USA and the messianic believers worldwide. And Lord, recently it was Holocaust Day, and we just pray, Lord, for all those lost in the Holocaust. Lord, I pray for the Romani Gypsy people as well, who lost 400,000 in the Holocaust. And I pray for all the Jewish people throughout Europe that died in the death camps. Lord, we pray that you will expose all evil, expose all anti-Semitism, expose all racism in the world, Lord, that this will never happen again. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem now and the peace of Israel now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And her brother-in-law, that the spot on the lung should turn
out. Oh, yes, Lord, a brother-in-law that has the spot on the lung. We just say now, Lord, we curse that spot. We bind that spot. That spot will disappear now. There will be no more cough. There will be no more wheeziness. There will be no more irritation. There will be no more pain between the shoulder blades. I see that spot now, black spot. I see it now. In the name of Jesus, let it be eradicated. Let it be removed. Let it go now in Jesus' name and never return, we pray.
Amen. Jesus' name. And for the 90-year-old relative, the cousin, not to have pains, I'm sure they're all due to age.
In the name of Jesus, we pray for the 90-year-old relative, Lord, and we ask you to take the pain away. Lord, your word says, you gave us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that his name may be glorified. And Lord, take away that pain now. Remove it now. Remove it, Lord, and let that 90-year-old person know that Jesus Christ is Lord, the Lord of all mankind, whether Jew or Gentile. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Also to give restoration to all the gypsies, which is part of your heritage, Pastor Michael, and all the Catholics.
We lift up all the Romani gypsies. Lord, I met a Romani I met a wonderful man today called Jimmy Loveridge, an English gypsy, and he had his young son with him called Jimmy. And young Jimmy is now 14 years of age, and he's just got over 5 years of remission from leukemia.
Praise God.
Praise you, Lord, that you've healed this young man. And we pray for Jimmy and his family, Lord. And we pray for all the Romani people throughout the world now. We know your heritage should be with Jesus Christ. I said to this man today, the Bible says that you make the word of God null and void by your traditions. And we pray, Lord, for all the gypsy people to rise up and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So they can take their place in the kingdom of God with all the other believers. I pray this now in Jesus' name.
Amen. And from our dear friend Laura Maxwell, she, you know, she's just come out with a book. Her family was spiritualists and the terrible thing that happened to her family. And she asked that you please pray for her. She had met a lady who's not a Christian but has been abused. She calls it SRA, satanic ritual abuse. That she by her family, that she be released, that Laura would have the wisdom how to talk to her and to other Christian words she'd met who also have gone through this satanic ritual abuse.
Lord, I pray for Laura Maxwell. Lord, it does such great work for Jesus. Lord, I thank you that I've been able to work with Laura over the years. I thank you that I count her as a friend, Lord. And I thank you for all the work Laura does promote in my ministry, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray for Laura now. And I pray, Lord, if Laura is listening to this program now in her living room, I pray, Lord, that Laura will feel your touch now. Go upon her. Laura, receive this now in the name of Jesus. Touch. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon her now in her own home. And we pray for Laura to be completely healed and restored in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I know this lady who lives in Wales that Laura is talking about. And in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to give Laura, give Laura guidance, Lord. Give her wisdom.
Yes.
Show her how to approach this lady who's very evasive. I've tried to approach her, and she's been evasive to me as well, Lord. And we pray that Laura's book, Lord, will touch all those who have been, those who have been tricked and have been manipulated to going into the occult and divination. We pray by reading Laura Maxwell's book, they will be set free in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And the book is a bestseller all over the world, translated to all languages.
Yes, Lord, wherever, Lord, wherever there is divination or the occult, which we know is in every country in the world, let this book be a bestseller, Lord, and let this book be so easy to obtain throughout the world that there be no restrictions on its publication. Lord, we pray that it will flood all over the world in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Michael, we're almost at the end of the show. I don't want it to be. I think this is the way it's going to be when we restore ourselves to holiness in those stadiums. And I just want everybody to let me know. I think what I need to do, remember you had asked me to be on a regular basis, and I keep having different guests, and it came to me today, maybe regularly have like the last 15 minutes of every show devoted for you to pray, if you would like. I mean, I'll give it. It just came to me this morning, you know. So, if you think you'd like that, because otherwise, I would definitely want you back. But I already have guests through June, you know.
Well, that's okay. Whenever you feel led to get me back on there, then I would love to come. I would love to be on there.
And
can I just say a prayer for all your listeners?
Please, because we only have a couple of minutes.
Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all those that listen to this show on a weekly basis.
Yes.
And I pray now. Lord, I feel heat all over me as I pray now. Lord, I ask you to impart a mighty anointing, an unlimited portion anointing on Judge Eve now. I ask you to fill her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet.
Yeah.
And we pray, Lord, that anyone who rings this program in the future on any Saturday night, don't matter what the subject is about or what the guest is speaking about, those people will be healed and delivered, and they will feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit when they ring up this program. And we pray this now, and Lord, I'm going to say the words touch, and I ask you to fill Judges now. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and fill her now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Michael. I think that's why the Lord had me change the show this morning, about 2 hours before the show, to call it Judge Eve Miracle Show from this day forward. And you're going to be part of that miracle. And people, let us know what you think about today's program. We love you all. Remember to contact Pastor Cummins, Pastor Michael at framecummins123@aol.com. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Pastor Michael. And and love to Janice as well. And I look forward to having you on again and soon.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.
You know, God bless you and God bless Doug. God bless all your viewers and God bless America today.
Amen.
We pray in
and
Jesus
England.
Name.
Amen. Have
Amen.
A blessed evening. Bye bye, Pastor Michael.
Bye bye. God bless you. Bye bye.
God bless you. Bye bye. Hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem, hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom alechem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem. Edenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.